This is WSHU's After All Things, with daily news and culture from around Long Island Sound. Local officials react to the passing of U.S. Senator Lindsey Graham. There's been a significant outbreak of salmonella on Long Island's East End. Plus, a Connecticut summer camp expands outside of the state this year. Those stories and more are coming up. I'm Sabrina Garone. U.S. Senator Richard Blumenthal from Connecticut wants Congress to impose sanctions on Russian oil in memory of his colleague, the late Lindsey Graham. WSHU's Molly Ingram reports.
Blumenthal and Graham have been two of Ukraine's strongest allies on Capitol Hill. They've traveled to Ukraine together several times since the ongoing Russian invasion began in 2022. On Friday, the day before Graham died, the two senators announced an agreement with the Trump administration to impose 500% tariffs on countries who buy Russian oil. Blumenthal says Congress should pass the bill quickly in honor of Graham.
Ukraine is at a crossroads. We're at a critical moment, and Senator Graham knew it and articulated it eloquently in his last days.
Time is running out to pass the bill before the long summer recess begins. The House is scheduled to be out from July 27th until mid-September. The Senate is out for much of that time, too. Molly Ingram, WSHU News.
Health officials on Long Island have launched an investigation into a salmonella outbreak on the East End. WSHU's Janice Roman has more.
Suffolk County health officials say dozens of people were hospitalized with salmonella, a foodborne illness. Officials say it can take 6 to 10 days for the symptoms to end. Since the start of July, Stony Brook Southampton Hospital admitted 58 patients with the infection. Officials say a majority of the patients were treated and discharged. Officials still don't know the source of the illness, but the New York State Department of Health will investigate. According to the Southampton Press, as many as 60 members of the Shinnecock Indian Nation had fallen ill for a funeral meal for a Shinnecock member. There were also reports of salmonella illness at a local music festival in June. Janice Roman, WSHU News.
A former nurse practitioner from Long Island just snagged one of the biggest health department fines in state history. WSHU's Desiree DiOrio has more.
Julie DiVuono pleaded guilty in 2023 to selling fake COVID-19 vaccination cards for over $1 million. While that scam was underway, state officials were investigating her Amityville practice for pediatric vaccine fraud. Now, the health department has fined her $544,000 for falsifying immunization records for 162 kids. That includes fake records for polio and measles vaccines. The penalty comes from an administrative action by the state. DiVuono has not been charged criminally. Desiree DiOrio, WSHU News.
Paul Newman's summer camp for ill children expands outside of Connecticut this year. Plus, Connecticut officials pledge to work with Yale students in opposing a settlement between the university and the Trump administration. That and more is coming up. Stay here.
Every writer has one. The story you can't stop thinking about. The memory that keeps resurfacing. The question that never quite goes away. WSHU and the Westport Writers Workshop invite Connecticut writers to take part in Connecticut Voices, a new storytelling collaboration. The theme is, what haunts you? Start writing, revising, or fine-tuning your story now. Submissions open September 1st. The winning writer will receive $250 and the chance to tell your original story on WSHU. Learn more at WSHU.org.
The Hempstead Town Board has approved $10,000 to buy new shark detection equipment. That includes drones and watercraft for patrolling ocean beaches. The approval comes after a 9-foot shark was spotted off Lido Beach on July 2nd. The next day, a man swimming at Jones Beach received non-fatal injuries from a shark bite. A boil water order has been lifted for Connecticut Water Company customers. It had instructed residents in Madison, Guilford, Haddam, and surrounding towns to boil their water over E. coli concerns. Repeat samples have determined there is no ongoing threat. Riverhead town officials say they're bringing back a task force to address helicopter noise. The move comes after multiple complaints from Wading River residents who claim pilots are ignoring the mandatory New York North Shore helicopter route. The task force is scheduled to meet on July 16th. A Long Island environmental group just snagged its largest grant ever. Concerned citizens of Montauk will get $323,000 from the federal government for coastal resilience projects in Montauk. The group says the money will help mitigate flooding and erosion and protect animal habitat. Connecticut will receive a $40 million grant for recreation improvements at Airline State Park Trail. WSHU's Janice Roman has more.
The Connecticut Department of Energy and Environmental Protection says the state secured first-year funding as part of a multi-year project. The Rural Health Transformation Program aims to improve public health in rural communities. The funding will be used to expand outdoor recreation on the Airline State Park, a 50-mile multi-use trail. These alterations would provide smoother surfaces, improved drainage, and better signage. This award will be the first installment of several federal grants in a 5-year-long project. It's designed to encourage physical activity and support better health for residents. Janice Roman, WSHU News.
Yale students and faculty opposed to the school negotiating a settlement with the Trump administration now have the support of some Connecticut elected officials. WSHU's Ebong Udama has more.
U.S. Senator Richard Blumenthal of Connecticut is one of the elected officials who, after meeting with students and faculty on Friday, pledged to work with them to oppose a Yale settlement with the Trump administration's U.S. Justice Department.
Whether it's admissions policy or the content of courses or the people who are hired, do not fold, stand up, and fight.
He's concerned that's not happening.
From what I've been told, Yale has twice made offers of settlement without any demands. In other words, negotiating against itself.
Blumenthal says he's urged Yale's president, Maury McInnes, to follow the example of other schools that have stood up to pressure from the Trump administration.
They have a virtually unbroken string of victories in the courts. It's not uphill.
Yale Law School professor Marisol Ariella is with the faculty union AAUP. She says a settlement would compromise Yale's academic freedom and the safety of international students.
Let me be very clear about the stakes. A quick settlement based on unfounded allegations used to pressure a university will only further erode public trust in higher education, both here at Yale and beyond.
The university declined to comment on the settlement negotiations, but reaffirmed its commitment to academic freedom and lawful admissions. Ebong Udama, WSHU News.
Hollywood star Paul Newman's summer camp for very ill children is expanding out of Connecticut this year. The New England News Collaborative's Sujata Srinivasan has more.
Hole in the Wall Gang Camp has hosted free residential summer camps in Connecticut for nearly 40 years. This summer, the camp expanded to the Mid-Atlantic region by the Wye River in Maryland. Hillary Axmeyer is the camp's CEO.
Kids who need us the most, they're the most isolated. And by serving them through our family camp programs, we're able to serve the entire family because everyone in the family is impacted by a child with a serious illness.
The Maryland camp will serve children with cancer and sickle cell disease. It also has a special focus on ultra-rare diseases such as fibrodysplasia ossificans progressiva, or FOP, where muscles and tissues slowly turn into bone. For the New England News Collaborative, I'm Sujata Srinivasan.
For the latest from around Long Island Sound, listen on the radio, online, with our free app, and of course, tune in right here to the After All Things podcast every weekday evening. Show your support for WSHU with our brand new merch. Just head on over to WSHU.org to check out tees, tanks, mugs, and so much more. I'm Sabrina Garone. Have a great rest of your day, and we'll talk tomorrow.